Here's your Wealth Health Pod Blog for Monday, June 8th, 2009. Today's Pod Blog is going to have a rather personal feel to it, not just dealing with the news headlines, but scratching around a micro world tuned to my life. It's quite possible that the whole week could go this way, so just be forewarned. At least you'll learn a little something about me, maybe that will help you relate to this material in a positive and beneficial way for you. At least I certainly hope so. I don't want to come off as egocentric or not caring about others like you. I do really care that you have access to the tools you need to make your life better. In that regard, what's going on in my life really doesn't matter, right? But it does, because there are many parallels between the issues in my life and the objective of this pod blog to help you get control over your money and use the news of the day to take advantage of your family's financial future. There are a lot of big things going on in my life right now, everything from struggles of keeping two different businesses going in a tough economy, to my father-in-law's recent diagnosis with esophageal cancer and his struggles to find the right strategy to beat his condition. But to start, I want to share with you just a few comments I received last week. They all seem to carry the same basic theme, which was, "Why are you such a downer?" Let me say that I've never viewed myself as a negative person. When presented with that proverbial glass of water, it is always half full. But I also like to think of myself as a realist. There are limits to everything. There is no endless supply of anything, at least not in our earthly lives. The trick, at least in my mind, is to look at that glass that is half full and then figure out what to do with the water that's left to get the most out of it and not to waste any of it along the way. Professionally and personally, I approach life's issues with this framework, and since I adhere to a fiduciary standard of doing what is in the best interest of my clients, as well as the people in life that I love, I prefer to tell it like I see it, rather than just saying whatever I think you want to hear. Now, this gets me in a lot of trouble. People who could be clients of my firm don't like hearing about the risks that they are exposed to. Folks don't like hearing that the S&P 500 has a near 50-50 shot of losing 20% at some point in the next 5 years. Rather than confront that fact and go about far more difficult task of finding a solution that actually works, they prefer to work with some financial salesperson who gladly encourages them to be 90% invested in those same risky equities and call me some kind of a market bear or Dr. Doom. It also gets me in trouble personally when I suggest that a person's behavior isn't really in alignment with their desires, their values, or vision for their own lives. If you're doing something that does not serve you well, or, and this is the real troubling dilemma, exposes you to risks of which you are not aware, do you want to hear about it or not? Would you rather just stick your head in the dirt and ignore it? The people who accuse me of being a bear, or being negative, or being a downer when it comes to stock prices or whatever, they want to hear that prices are going up, and they'll be able to recover from the losses of the last year soon. Believe me, there are enough financial salespeople out there who will gladly tell you this is so, so that they can get paid for the transaction as you buy into the market. The question you should be asking, though, is buying into this market a good thing to do right now? When you have countless intelligent economists, not just me, expressing all the basic problems we have yet to face, things like massive debt, unemployment, and a bunch of goofy businesses going on in the banking industry, would you rather know that the risks associated with these investments exist or forget about them? My favorite phrase right now comes from Nouriel Roubini, who says these green shoots people are talking about are really nothing more than yellow weeds. The markets are still complacent. We are back to the same thing that got us into this mess years ago, a refusal to acknowledge the risks we are taking and the possibility that something bad could happen again. 2 years ago, everybody said the real estate prices would never go down. You can always refi later to tap that extra equity in your home, which grew there like magic. Even though there are countless times in history when real estate prices actually have dropped, 1990 being the most recent that I remember, all of a sudden we believed that it couldn't happen again today. Think we can't have hyperinflation? Think again. We had for a half dozen years or so in the 70s and early 80s. We are spending enough. We could see that again in the very, very near future. I tell all you this not because I want to be an alarmist. The glass is still half full. The reason why I tell you this is so that you're ready to do battle with the challenges you're about to face. And there will always be challenges.